Hi, I was just responding to you. So, all right. So the EMT is going to bring her back to the hospital then.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I did. I called and I
did.
I did discuss what was going on, and the EMT is here and she's refusing to go. And they're saying, oh, I only want her to, she's making up a story. Oh, there's no way. I could send you pictures. And
so she's not going?
She's refusing to go. And she has no new medication. I'm very good at my job.
No,
I'm very good at my job. I promise you can call any of my I have
five clients.
This is
not on you. We know her. We have history with her. So I'm not.
I'm scared for her safety.
I understand that. And that they won't take her.
No, because they've been here so many times, and they literally said this is the cleanest it's ever been. I've busted my butt cleaning. I'm not even done cleaning. I cleaned her whole refrigerator. I reported to the office. I'm like, this is broken. It was an unlivable environment when I came, like I told her. No normal person wipes himself with mail.
Yeah.
She refuses to get up. Oh, I moved for her. No, you moved because they were here. Since the EMT put her in bed, she has not been out of bed.
Yeah,
and I told
the service coordinator, I was like, she's not total care, but she's acting like she's total care. You know, like there's
she
no
can
reason.
Talk it.
Yeah.
And she hallucinates, and I think I can go out at night to throw the garbage. I'm like, I'm not scared of her. I'm like looking at her. I'm like, I said, okay. I'm not scared of nobody. No one's going to do nothing to me. Okay. You live in a nice, very well community.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, if you don't go to the hospital, I'm leaving, and there's no one going to come over to help you. She over here crying, telling me to get more towels, telling me that the office did not want me to call the maintenance guy. The guy said, I never said that. I said, I know. I need help with the dryer again. I feel bad. He's like, oh, you're the first person that actually cares. He's like, it shows.
Yeah.
So,
I put it back in her bag. Her pink bag is right inside.
Is that the EMT?
Like the bag that she has there?
The bag itself, not the wall.
No, the wall. Oh, whatever it is. It's the pink little thing. No, I don't have it. It's in there. Trust me. I'm not a thief. Oh, yeah. It's in there. I refuse to even go to Walmart to get her medication. No, I don't refuse not to get her medication. I will take your medication.
Yeah.
For sure, because you need that, and I will make you take it. But her bed is soiled. She
so what are
doesn't
we
going to
do, Jasmine?
Herself.
I don't even know.
I told them to take them, and I said, you guys are on the same page. Even her service coordinator, she's like, I didn't know. She's like, I didn't know all this. So I could send you pictures. She's a hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Listen, I'll clean the whole day. I'll clean her whole entire apartment if you want. But she has to go and get actual help because this is a danger to herself. This is suicide. This is literally suicide. And I have gotten off people's grandmothers worse than them. I got them up because by the second day, they knew I meant business. She knew I was firm. She's like, why are you acting? She's like, you're firm. I'm like, I'm very firm. I take my job very seriously. We need to go. You need to help me get up. You need to get in that shower. She has still feces on her, refuses to lift her leg. She has urine all over her area.
Mm-hmm.
She has no antibiotics, she has nothing. Just her regular medication that I've seen. That's it. I'm so sorry, but I take my job so seriously.
No, I understand. I just don't know what to do. I've spoken to the insurance. We called the EMTs. We spoke to the hospital. We told them not to discharge her. They were insisting.
She can refuse discharge. She can refuse. She could discharge herself.
Yeah,
but
I know. That's what I'm saying.
If there's no aides or anything coming over to help her, they can discharge her.
Yeah.
Today,
we told her that we only had you ready to start, and we're working on getting the other hours done, but now you're telling me all this. I don't even know if this caregiver is capable of handling that. You know?
I trust and believe me, I can see why everybody walked out.
Yeah.
And I'm not walking out, and I will stay with her. but she needs to go to the hospital. I will stay here until like kind of like till and give me an hour, her out hour at least. Her whole apartment's gonna be nice and clean, and everything's gonna get thrown out because you can actually see the floor now.
Yeah.
And I only been here for.
I'm gonna
8 hours last year. Well, I left late at night.
Yeah.
And I did a lot of progress with her, but she refused to get up and actually do stuff for herself. She ate chicken. She went to the bathroom on herself. She's like, this is your job. This is your job. I said, listen, your care plan said you are fairly independent. That means you can bathe yourself. You can clean yourself. You can't. And she said, I'm out of boundary. No, I'm not out of boundary. I am doing my job. Because if I leave and I didn't do my job and I just wanted a lousy paycheck and I didn't care about you, I would deal with it. I wouldn't care. No, I care about your well-being. I care about everything that you're going through. Because that could be my mother. That could be my aunt.
Yeah.
And I will do everything. And that's how I treat it. You can call. I can give. I have five clients. They can all tell you.
So what time were you there yesterday? I don't have any clock-ins for you.
No, I don't have. They never put me on the time clock. I have my hours written. I wrote down, and I even told the supervisor, I have wrote down notes, like documentation of what she's been doing. This is like my third page of writing down. I can give it to you, like, just because, I don't know. I do that for every one of my clients, and I just...
Do you have the HHA exchange app?
I do, and they never put me on
the app. Did you send me over your mobile ID?
I will send you over my mobile ID. I will. I just am very concerned.
No, I know. I just want to make sure that you're paid for the hours you're working. So get me over that, and I will send you over a link for a timesheet to submit for yesterday's hours and today's hours, and then we'll hopefully have her out of here. But
I'm going to talk to some other people.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to a couple of people. Let me get back to you, okay, Jasmine?
Yeah, and because now you know I take my job very seriously, you can put me with any patient.
No, absolutely.
I will give you my honest opinion, and I'll even give you my notes. I'll even email you my notes.
Yeah,
I'll send it to
you. That's fine.
I really care about my job, and I want you to know that I'm not lazy. I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm really not. I really do care.
Okay.
And I hate calling you and telling you these stuff because I want to give you dinner.
We need to know, but we need to know, you know. It's not, and you know what, I'm not a company person, you know, like I'm a patient first person.
Yes.
So I 100% want to make sure that she's getting the proper care because she's not only putting herself at risk at this point, she's putting you at risk and she's putting our business at risk because if... God forbid, you know, we don't have a caregiver for her and something happens, we're responsible for that, you know?
Yeah, and I suggest, and I told her, if you don't go, I will tell you, I'm leaving. You have to go now.
All right.
Because
I'll call you back.
She can hurt herself. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Jasmine.